You know what? In the past, I've prided myself and us in fourth quarter comebacks, and I've always said you don't want to have them because usually it means you're not doing so well early on in the game. But we've always been good at it, and this year just wasn't. I don't think there's a rhyme or reason why. It just was a year where I wasn't. I don't think there's any reason to go panic on it. I've been pretty good for 8 years doing it and had one not-so-good year at it. I felt like played pretty good football, though, other than those situations. So there's not going to be any panic. I mean, I know that this offseason, when it gets here, will be a focus on, really just keep striving to get better.
Do you find a little perspective in the days since the Bengal game?
A little bit. Still pretty tough. Still go over a lot of things in my head, but, that's, I guess, the competitor in me.
How do you kind of get ready?
We're still fighting shoulder issues down the stretch here.
I'll never make excuses. We can talk about that in off season. Maybe I feel good enough to play.
How do you kind of get ready for this game? And it's the first time in a long time you guys have a game that has no bearing on the postseason.
Well, we want to finish strong. I want to finish strong, and I'm gonna go out there and give it my all. I'm not gonna quit on this team or this franchise or the fans. So they're gonna get everything I got, and I think everyone in the locker room feels the same way.
How disruptive was that three-game layoff for you? I mean, it came right. You were statistically on pace for your best season. That's a big chunk of a 16-game season. It's pretty hard to pick back up, I always think, after being off that long.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Injuries are never fun, obviously. But you know me, I won't make excuses. I got to be able to step up and perform afterwards just as well as I did before.
But you, just from a comfort standpoint, have you felt the same since you came back as you did before?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, as you progress throughout a season, everyone's a little injured and everyone's a little banged up. So you never feel as good. Every week you get a little more banged up. But, no excuses from me.
Then how important is it to avoid a sub 500 season, or is it playoff, Super Bowl, or bust for you guys?
Well, it's obviously the Super Bowl, the playoff Super Bowl is always our goal. My goal, one of my goals coming in was to never be below 500. So, we want to try and avoid a losing season at all costs.
What are the chances that if we were to talk to you a week from today that you will have had surgery already?
Oh, I have no clue. Hopefully nothing happens in this week.
What do you think about next year, Ben? You thought about who might come back, who might not, that kind of stuff?
You know what? No, because I'm not – I know it sounds crazy, but I'm not looking past this game, because this game means a lot to me. It means a lot to a lot of the guys in here. And like I said, I'm not going to quit on this team or the fans because we at least owe it that to them to fight all the way to the finish.
Can you guys use that in the event you wanted to make an argument for bringing back, a wide receiver? Just for sake of argument.
Yeah, I mean, we...
Can you put something on film that would convince them to do that?
Oh, we hope so. You know, we want to go out and put a good showing out. I think everyone wants to go out and play their best. And obviously, every year, we want to have everybody back. We know that never happens. But, we want to continue. I think we've got a great group of guys. And I know who you're talking about, and I hope he's back.
Hey, Ben, characteristically, this team always finishes strong. Mm-hmm. Why did this team not finish strong this year?
I don't know. If I knew that, I think we would have fixed it. But, I think, a lot of it just has to do with my play, not playing well enough down the stretch. And, fourth quarter drives or last minute throws, just not making it happen. So I guess my best answer to you is probably because I didn't play well enough.
Ben, I know that injury, you're never going to make an excuse for your injuries, but is it okay? Are injuries an explanation as opposed to an excuse when things just snowball and pile up like they did for you guys this year?
Well, they can be. I guess it depends on who gives you, who says injuries were an issue, We had a lot. We've dealt with it in the past. I'm proud of the way guys have stepped up this year, fought through injuries. We've had other guys step up in spite of injuries. So, it is what it is. We had a lot of it, and we just have to hope that we don't have as many next year.
You got a couple of veterans in here, guys like Larry and Casey, talk about this might be the last game. Do you think about that with Charlie and all that he's meant, to you since you've gotten here?
Yeah, I don't like to think negative because to me that's a negative thought because you never want to lose anybody and you don't want to think about it being the last game. But so I'm just I'm not going to think of that. I'm just going to cherish the time I get with these guys and go forward from there.
Are you looking forward to working with Todd again next year in this offense? Can you make it better?
Yeah, we need to continue to grow. We need to get better every week. I know in the offseason it's not like every week, game week, but we need to continue to get better and grow. And in all aspects, our run game, our pass game, and every position needs to get a little bit better.
You happy with the system?
Yeah, I think it works for us. When we're executing, I think it works.
What gives you belief in the core group that will be different next year?
Well, I know the competitiveness in myself. I know it in a lot of the guys around here, and I think that we know what we have and what we can have and how good we can be. And I think, you know, you'll like I said, it's hard for us to really sit here and look at next year because we still have a game, but we're going to try and start next year, next season, this week, if that makes sense.
Makes as much sense. It's called Thursday, Friday.
There you go. All right, good. And we make a lot of sense in this building.
So you want to play the whole game. This whole game, you want to play the whole game, and just you think everybody, all the starters should go into this game? And
well, every person, you know, obviously, you know, everyone has a different perspective, an injury, or if they have an injury or whatever. But, yeah, I want to play. I want to be out there to the final. I would love to only play a half because we're up so much. But, you know, I don't think that's going to happen with an AFC North game because it's always going to be a fight. So, but, yes, I want to be out there.